This is Eileen Pro Tem, Chair of the Audit Committee. I'm calling this meeting to order. And I guess first we will go through the roll call. I can actually see who is online, but I suppose the regulations say that I probably need to call people out and have them answer. Is that right? So
yes.
Let's go through it. Adriana Casanave.
Present.
Here. Adrian LaViolette.
Here.
Carol Travis.
Here. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay.
Christina Huggins is here. I know that.
Here.
Elaine Duncan.
Here.
Grace Aaron. Grace isn't here yet. Jamie Gomez.
Oh, that seems to be me again. I don't know.
Okay. Jamie's not here. James Sagerton.
I'm on. Ken Lauford's here.
Right, I haven't gotten to you yet. I guess James is not there, right? Okay, but Ken is. Julie Hewitt is on with a cold.
I'm here.
You're there, she croaks. Marlena Bond. Okay. Muscula.
Present.
Okay. And Steve Zelter.
I'm here.
There you are. Okay, great. So we are just missing, we're only missing Grace, Jamie, James, and Marlena.
Jamie's here.
All right. Jamie, hi, Jamie. Great.
Hi.
This is Eileen, this is Travis. I have a quick question.
Go ahead.
I seem to keep dinging in, and I'm looking at Maestro, and I'm on the call through a phone. I see sometimes now I'm green. I guess that's because I'm talking.
That's right.
I'm trying to learn what I'm looking at. Apologize, so I just asked a question.
I think we're all kind of trying to learn it. Basically, when the light goes green, it means you are making a sound.
I see. And then there's a hands up over on the other side so that you can do a, you know, hands up polling rather than something like that.
Yes, but I'm not sure if everybody is looking at the web page, so I'm not sure.
I did, again, I just dinged again. I don't get it. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that is weird. I don't know what to say.
Me either. So let's start it.
Let's just see what happens. I don't know about the hands up or the stack. Like I said, I'm not sure everybody's looking at the web page, so then it wouldn't be fair. So I think we just need to, you know.
Okay.
I find looking at the web page helpful just to know who's talking because, you know, it's don't always recognize everybody's voice, but other than that, I'm not sure if we're ready to use this. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Well, we have gone through the roll call. We'll need timekeepers. I put, provisional on the draft agenda. I put provisional times for each section. So it'd be great if somebody could keep an eye on that. I guess. Do we usually choose two timekeepers, one for people and one for sections?
Adriana, I offer to, to do the issues.
I'm sorry, you'll do the points? Great.
Yes.
Thank you. Let me note it. Adriana, you'll time keep points. Anybody to keep the people in line?
I'll do the people. This is
okay. Let's see. Who is that? I'm sorry.
Carol Travis. I'm willing to do the people.
Excellent. Thank you, Carol. Okay. Let me just get notes out. All right. Then. All right, so then we will move on to the approval of the agenda. Does anybody have comments, additions?
Adriana?
Changes? Go ahead, Adriana.
Yes. I see that you have election of committee chair and secretary. I believe that we should postpone it because we don't have the roster complete. I mean, we have we don't have the WBAI is not complete, and I believe that K is not complete neither. We have only two members from those two stations, KPFK and WBAI. And I don't know. I mean, I don't know.
Okay.
I'm just suggesting.
Yeah, that would be okay with me as long as somebody else volunteers to be secretary for this meeting. If you want me to continue as chair for this meeting. I'm being deafened by the by the volunteers. Will anybody volunteer to take notes? Okay,
I can try, Madam Chair, but I'm doing the timekeeper, and I don't have all the names. If you can, when we need to make the roll call, if you can do that, I can take minutes. Like, we try at least.
Yeah, okay, I appreciate that. And I can also, last time, you know, I usually try to type up whatever's going on. So between the two of us, maybe we can come up with minutes with notes. All right. I'm sorry. We didn't finish approving the agenda. We have to go backwards. Does anybody have any changes or comments or questions on the agenda?
Well, I move that we remove the election of committee chair and secretary.
Right. Okay.
Have another question. You have at some point in time, you said discussion of requesting the PMB to authorize the CFO to hire external help. I think that the PMB did that last year already. The authorization is here by the PMB.
I have heard something along those lines, but I've not been able to get anything more concrete on it. And I imagine that, you know, since whenever that happened and today, the National Office's finances might be a little different. So I think it's worth reiterating the point to the PNB.
I move the acceptance of the agenda with the stated correction by Adriana.
Great.
I second.
Okay. Any objections?
Hello?
Hello. Who's there?
Hi, Eileen. It's Grace. Sorry I'm late.
Oh, hi, Grace. Okay. We've got you here. Grace, would you like to volunteer to be tonight's pro tem secretary?
Okay.
Because,
I guess so, but just once, okay? Did you start
Just once.
Anything
We have just approved the agenda. And the one change in the agenda, which was suggested by Adriana, was that we do not have the election of the committee chair and secretary because not every station has completed its representative elections or people.
Okay.
So I would remain as pro tem chair for this evening, I guess, unless somebody else is dying to do it. And that's why we're asking you to be tonight's secretary, because Adriana kindly offered to help out, but she's also already a timekeeper.
Oh, okay. And who made the motion? I'm sorry anyway, you can give me the rest of the information, I guess, later after this meeting is finished, so I can fill in the beginning meetings minutes.
Okay.
But what time did this meeting start?
Yeah, it started at 8:40.
And Carol Travis made the motion to accept the minutes with the change, with Adriana's change. I don't know who seconded it. I don't know we voted on the minutes yet. I mean the agenda yet.
Okay. All right.
All right. Do we need to know who seconded? Does that go in the minutes, or is it fine the way it is?
And that was just for agenda approval?
Yes. With the change.
Okay, so who made the motion? It doesn't matter.
Carol Travis. Yes.
And it does. Nothing has to be seconded in committee. It's not necessary.
Okay, great. All right. So we can move forward then.
Hi.
We didn't vote.
I'm sorry. I dropped off.
Oh, we didn't vote.
I forget another call.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Okay. Do we need? So we have the motion. Now we need to vote on the motion. Is that right?
Right. Yes.
Okay.
If we have any objection.
I'm sorry, was that an objection from Adriana?
No, I'm asking if anybody have an objection.
No, we have a quorum.
Correct.
He's saying, why don't you ask any objections rather than taking a roll call vote?
Right, I'm for that. Just for the people who are new, I've told, I'm not really totally up on the Roberts rules. Everything the way things should be done according to Robert's rules. So feel free to correct me or guide me or, you know, whatever. All right. So if there are no objections to the agenda as amended, we will take the agenda as approved. Okay. Now are we done with that now? Okay.
Yes.
All right. I hope most of you, if not all of you, had a chance to look over the summary I sent out today of current audit committee issues. And so I thought we could go through them. I did want to ask other ongoing committee members if they had anything they thought should be added there. Offhand. Okay. Sorry, I really wish I had two screens so I could have documents up on one and the maestro on another to see who's talking when. All right, so shall I just go through the points in this summary? As you all know, one of our primary concerns right now is finishing up Pacifica's fiscal year 2016 audit. It was due on February 14th, which was already a considerable extension. We were not able to get it done by that time. We have requested an extension through the end of May through our auditors, but we have not yet learned whether or not that extension has been granted. We were told that if the statements and the tax returns were not submitted by that deadline, we were at risk of losing our 501c3 status, which, of course, would be disastrous. There is no new information on that. Sam told me today that he would get in touch with the auditors as soon as possible to have them look into it. So I hope perhaps we'll know something tomorrow or the next day. Any comments or questions there? Okay.
Adriana?
Go ahead, Adriana.
I have a question about do we have from the chief financial officer a list of issues that are not being resolved with the 2016. I'm sorry that this is my first meeting. Do you have a list of issues that are not ready for the 2016 audit? Because I remember before seeing some lists. Do we know if we have that complete for this station?
I'm not sure we have what you could call a coherent list, as far as I know. I think part of it has been his the lack of staff at the in the Pacifica National Office and getting information from the stations. Those would be the two major major categories there. I believe that he now has all the information from the stations. He had mentioned that there were problems with KPFK and KPFA. On the second one, I have a point farther down in this document. We'll get to that. I'm not sure where. I think, you know, there were some complications with KPFK, which I don't remember offhand what they were. But they're cranking through. I believe that to complete the audit, the financial, the audit of our financial statements, he also has to complete the retirement plan audits. And he's told us that he's moving ahead with those, but there were some delays there. I think our third party retirement, what do you call it? The retirement plan agents quit. So he has to look for a new one. I suspect it's because Pacifica can get complicated at times, understandably, with, you know, the five stations and the national office and archives. And there were a lot of, it's apparently a very arcane discipline, retirement plans and pension plans, to figure out what all the legalities are, and they need to get, Sam needs to get some legal help, advice in on that, and somebody who really knows how to calculate amounts. But it sounds like he is moving forward on that. I don't have dates from him on that. I think I pretty much forwarded you what I got from him basically today on the retirement plan audits. I guess there are two retirement plans. One is a 403B, I believe, and the other one I'm not sure how it's characterized. So I'm sorry I can't tell you more about that. But the important part is just getting it done.
So, Madam Chair.
Yes.
I don't know, and I don't time you because you're answering the question and giving the information. But
sure.
I don't know actually how long people are supposed to be timed for.
That's a good point. We didn't determine that. Let's see. I don't know. Let's try and make it. Shall we make it 3 minutes? Or 1.5 for a question and 3 minutes for an answer? Does that make sense?
To me, the answer should be as long as it takes, and I would think the question, we usually use 90 seconds, but I don't know if people think that's
okay.
Too short.
I think it's, in my opinion, it's fine, and it's okay if somebody goes over a little. We don't have to be too, you know, too strict here as long as we're not, you know, going on and on and on. Is that
great? Okay.
At, 90 seconds, give a warning or something. All right. So that's where we're at with getting the audits done. And, you know, I'll continue to try to get information and, you know, channel it to you as I get it. Any questions on the retirement plan audits? By the way, I do have more documentation on retirement plan audits. So if you have trouble sleeping at night and would like to see those documents, let me know and I'll send them to you. Okay. The next point, funds raised to cover audit expenses. In a way, this isn't really the purview of the audit committee because it has to do with funds coming in and going out. It's really more the finance committee, I guess, or even the PNB. But, you know, we are interested in knowing that funds are available for the work that we are supposed to be overseeing or supervising. So there's some confusion around the amount of money that was raised specifically for audits. and the amount or the way those funds were spent. And we're still trying to get clarity on some of it and just how restricted some of the funds were. For example, on the $107,000 that's shown as net income from the on-air fund drive, I've heard different versions that, for example, at WPFW, I've been told that the on-air, the programmers did not say that the funds were going directly for audits. It was just a one-day fundraiser to help shore up our finances. I don't know what was said on other stations. And at a sort of legal level, how binding would it be anyway? The question, the reason that this becomes a question is because the CFO told us that he told us how he spent most of the money, but then said that $47,000, and this is in your summary, that the amount was spent on salaries of various personnel. This is a quote from him, that were engaged in the fiscal year 2015 audit, which includes the CFO's time, the consultant's time for 4 months, and part-time accountants who worked on the audit. So some people are questioning whether funds that were raised for the audit can be used to cover staff time, which would have been the CFO's time, some part of his salary and benefits, I assume. So trying to get clarity on that, we've requested a report from the CFO by line item, how these funds were spent, and we haven't gotten that information yet. I have said here, yeah, I explained that this has created some controversy. And if I skip down a little bit, I'm wondering if we can just ask the PNB to look over this information and make a determination themselves. It's not really up to us to audit funds, but I think we'd like to settle the issue because I know there is some disquiet in some quarters on this, on the question. So I want to know if the other members of the audit committee would agree with us requesting that they make a determination.
This is Christina. I would agree with that. And I just did want to voice one concern in that I agree that we want to get this information. And I think the PNB looking it over is a great idea because I think that while they're working fast and furious trying to focus on the audit, I want them focusing on that, getting that done first because that's, you know, an existential threat to our organization. So while I think we have the right to find out the things that we have on our list, I think that the priority right now is for them focusing on the audit. So the PNB would be useful to have them look it over and then they could get back to us because they have that information available to them.
That's kind of, I think that too, that they would be more likely to have the correct information and access to the right advice, or they would know if something was approved that we might not know about. And I agree with prioritizing the audit because the funds were already spent, you know, either way. So, you know, it's in any case, it's after the fact. So,
okay. Talking forensics, right?
This is Carol. I'd make a comment.
Yes, please do, Carol.
And Grace for the stack as well.
Okay.
And Steve.
So, and then Steve.
Two things. One is that I don't think that the money that KPFA gave for the audit was tagged on the air. There was some specific, in some place, there was some specific audit raising, and maybe Grace knows about that better than I do. But I would say, the second thing I just wanted to say is that I think staff time on the audit is part of the audit and should be included in that. And it looked like for the report that you gave here, there's a difference between the 217,000 and the 193,000. It doesn't include the 25,000 from KPFA.
No, we
have, so there's some more.
We have no idea.
But
but
it looks. I mean, there is some accounting here, but I agree with the point that you made and Christina made about the focus on the audit rather than the questions on the audit money at this moment.
Right.
Personally,
Carol, just to clarify, in your first point, did you say that you didn't think that the money that KPFA or KPFK gave?
The 25,000 that's reported there, the 25,000 that's reported there was not raised as audit money. It was just given out of a general fundraising. Yeah.
Right. That's why I wasn't sure what I heard you say. I understand that. And that 25,000, I didn't find out about it until, what was it, a week or two, last week, I think. So I have no idea what happened to that money or where Sam would say it had been spent. Okay. Next was Grace.
Yes. I don't think the PNB, I am a director on the PNB, and I don't believe that the Finance Committee or the PNB has been given an income statement or a balance sheet later than October 31st, 2017. Also, no budgets have been approved. So
right.
I don't believe that the PNB has any other added financial information that this audit committee doesn't already have. So I don't know that we'll be able to get any more information from the PNB unless for extra pressure on the CFO to get the information. I mean, maybe we can reiterate our request for the specific information from the CFO before we bring it to the PNB. Knowledge, there is no other financial information that would answer these questions that the PNB is privy to.
I understand. Steve was next on the stack.
Yeah, I was just going to second that we should have that information. And,
I'm sorry, you were going to second that.
The point that we, the audit committee, should have the information as to how much money and where the money is being spent on audits. That's all. That's something that
okay.
We should
have.
Christina, could I be on the stack?
Julie to the stack.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I'm losing track. I think Adriana was next. Adriana, did you?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Adriana.
Well,
Christine, Julie. I'm sorry, let me just get it straight. Adriana, Christina, and Julie? Did I get that right?
Sounds good.
Yes.
Okay. All right, go ahead, Adriana.
Okay. I agree with what Grace just said. I mean, the last statement that the foundation have is till October 31st, 2017. We don't have anything else from any other information, but I believe that we asked the interim executive director, Mr. Livingston, to get the detail on that, because we expressed to him, I mean, the directors, we told him that we worried about what happened with those $217,000 for audits, and I believe that he said that he will ask for that information, and we can ask, we should ask that information be given to the audit committee too. But I believe that the interim executive director is working on that too. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Should I follow up with him? Would that make sense?
Absolutely.
Okay. agree with him. And I will tell him that that you, Adriana, gave me that suggestion. Okay. Christina?
Hi, yes. I just wanted to reiterate what I said before, and I hear what Grace is saying, and I think that's appropriate to get the information from Sam that we need because people obviously want it so that it's transparent to us. But that being said, any organization that functions at all, they know about triaging, and we need to triage what we need to get done right now is focus on the audits, and this information we can get later. But the audits have got to be first and foremost right now, the concern on the part and the work, because everybody knows they're an existential threat if we don't get them done. So I just wanted to say that we can ask for information, but I think we should make it clear the information comes after. The work that it takes to get that comes after the completion of the audits.
Okay, I've got that noted here.
Thank you.
And Julie, you're up.
Yeah, so I think under no circumstance should we have a budget for the national office that does not include staff time to prepare audits. So that's the thing that troubles me about Sam's kind of point that, you know, this amount was spent on salaries. I would think that an ordinary functioning budget of Pacifica would include clearly the staff time that it takes to get audits done, because we know we have to do this function every year, year in and year out. We've fallen a little bit behind. We're trying to fix that. And this has nothing to do with the fallen behind part. It has everything to do with a well-functioning organization knows what they have to do and builds into their budget, you know, coverage for staff salaries to get that amount of work done. If we've had difficulty raising the money, that's a different story, but there should be funds budgeted for this. And I think that's really the message that we want to send, and not so much. I mean, I think this is not inconsistent with what Christina and others have just said, which is I'm taking a slightly different approach to it. This should just plain and simple be part of Pacifica's budget, cover salaries to do the audit.
Madam Chair, let me just clarify for a minute, Julie. So you are saying that the funds that were raised for the audit would be separate and not be expected to be used to cover any of the staff time, because the staff time should have already been budgeted. Is that what you...
No, I'm not really saying that. I'm saying that what happened was we understood that we had a cash flow situation, and that's why we did the kind of emergency budget and, you know, sort of said to people who we were asking to donate, please donate now because really we have to, like, get the audit done in it. And that costs real money, and I think that's one of those kind of pitching themes that kind of resonates with people, because they're going to understand, well, of course we have to have the organization audited or we're going to lose our nonprofit status. It's really just that they need to budget for it. And so that's the point about Sam's comment, you know, that says from the CFO, this amount was spent on salaries. I'm not asking him so much to not account for that, as that needs to be part of the original budget for Pacifica's national office, because we know we have to do this every year.
This is Grace.
Right.
I have a request for information.
Okay.
As the secretary?
Go ahead, Grace.
Okay. I've noticed two people I don't have last names for. One is Julie. Julie, what is your last name?
Hewitt, Hewitt.
And you're from WPFW?
Yes.
Okay. And Steve?
Seltzer. I'm from KPFA.
Seltzer. Okay. All right. And I would like to request that anyone else speaking who hasn't spoken before say their full name and their station affiliation. I have Grace Aaron, KPFK, Adriana Casanave, KPFT, Christina Huggins, KPFA. Is that correct?
Yes.
Christina? Okay.
Yes,
Eileen
yes,
Rosen, WPFW. Carol Travis, KPFA. Julie Hewitt from
Julie
WPFW.
Hewitt.
And Steve Seltzer from KPFA. Is there anyone else on before we get on, go on, is there anyone else on the call?
Me, Ken Lauer.
There are a number of people on the call. Elaine Duncan is with us. Adrienne LaViolette. Jamie Gomez is with us, and you must know him.
Jamie,
and Ken,
yes.
Ken Laufer is here.
Adrienne LaViolette.
LaViolette. You know what? I will send around to everybody a list of our members.
I think I have everyone now. Elaine Duncan is KPFG.
No.
Yes.
Okay. Got it.
Who
I've
you
got
don't
everybody.
Have? Muskila is on the call.
Okay.
From
WPFW. Okay.
Yeah.
Very good. Thank you.
Can
I be on the stack also?
Yes.
I just needed
go
this
ahead.
For the minutes.
Oh, gotcha.
Okay. Just to give some information from the PNB, there are no approved budgets. There's not even a draft budget for the national office. So when you talk about budgets, we can't look at a budget because none has been submitted by the national office to the Finance Committee for review. So there's no budget to look at the moment.
Gotcha.
Julie to the stack?
Carol Travis.
Julie's and Carol. Go ahead, Julie.
Okay. So I agree, Grace, there probably isn't a current budget that we could look at. Technically speaking, a 2016 budget should have had the funds to cover, salary for the employees, of which a normal duty would have been preparing. I realize we're doing this stuff in arrears. I just want to make sure that we send the message to Sam that it's not the case that somehow budgets don't include these tasks that we all know we have to complete in the course of a year.
Right.
Okay.
Well, that's why... Yeah, never mind. I'm sorry. I'll stop there. Carol, go ahead.
I just wanted to, I guess we all get this, but that the office is understaffed and that there was a period of time where central services was not being paid, which is why the office was understaffed. And we got way behind on the audits. And so now, in I think it's really within a year, we've kind of gotten two. We're almost done with this audit, and we got 2014, 15, and now 16. And I saw that the CFO has a plan to finish 16, do 17 and 18 by February of next year, which is terrific. But then there's also the audit of the pension plan, and also the use of the money that's raised for central services, also for the pension payments and so on. And one more thing is that, I didn't start timing myself.
okay.
Anyway, and one more thing is that I know a lot of law firms and lawyers have a habit of automatically triggering when anybody's working on something, indicating what they're working on. You know, they have... software programs that you can click in, so that you can do billable hours
right.
for cases. But we don't have that here, and so I think it'll have to be ballparked and so on. And I agree with whoever it was who said that I think the priorities are on getting the triage notion of the audits and then the budgets and then the answers to all the details of the questions, and that the staff time should be viewed as paid for audit money is appropriately used for staff time. That's it.
Give me 1 second. I'm just making a note. Okay, let's see where we are.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
Diana Casnave, we have 2 minutes left from the 30 minutes from this issue. I don't know if you want to add time. Or...
Let me see. This issue. I think we've gone through it pretty thoroughly, and then we might want to come back to action items, you know, if how we want to proceed from here. So I think we can, we could actually, unless there are other questions, close this section and move forward. Does anybody object or have another idea or a question? None heard. We can move forward. All right. I had just wanted to put this in here about KPFA's audit prep and its mischaracterization, because Sam had mentioned repeatedly that KPFA had not presented its information, and, you know, that came up a number of times, and he said it was delaying things, but I discovered that KPFA was actually doing its own work beyond just assembling the documentation and information that, like for WPFW, and I'm not sure which other stations, our information is being kind of assembled and analyzed by the national office. We're not doing it ourselves, but KPFA was doing it themselves. So they were not actually behind. They were able to present a more finished product to Sam, and they were not causing delays. So I don't understand.
Can I say Carol?
I'm sorry, who's that? Carol?
KPFA, could I say something?
Go ahead.
I think both things are true. I think that actually our preparation was much more complete than most of the other places, although I think T probably does complete stuff too. But it's also true that Sam had repeatedly asked for material and Maria gave deadlines and then didn't, but then did, and it was much more developed than he had expected. So I think both things were true.
I see. So there was a breakdown in communication, we could say.
Exactly.
But that basically KPFA has vindicated itself, so we're very glad to hear that. For those of you who are new here, I do that kind of information for the nonprofit. I mean, that kind of work for the nonprofit I work at, so I understand what that's about. And I also have to consolidate our numbers with another partner, so I understand why Sam was impatient to get things, because you can't move forward if you don't have all the info. So that's all. Okay, so good. They are vindicated. What was my other point? Does anybody have any questions or comments on that?
Adriana?
Adriana, go ahead.
Yes, I believe that that information is a little mixed, because all the stations send the same information. Then later on, are the auditors, when they review, that they ask for specific issues that are not being reconciled. And if I don't mistake, we received an email from KPFA at some point in time saying that they were close to finish all the stuff that they need to give to the CFO. It's not that the different stations give a different level of information. That's not the way that works. Everything should be
put
in the ledger.
I'm not quite understanding. I didn't catch that very clearly.
Okay. What I'm saying that all the stations need to put all the information in the ledger, all of them need to input their information. That is what it's being asked for. It's not a different station, give different levels of information, or more complete or less complete. All of them are supposed to send exactly all the information that they have that been input correctly. I mean, it's not different levels, you know. Then later on, once the CFO receives all the information from all the stations, that is being given to the auditors that they start working, and if they found any discrepancy, they go to the specific station and ask for some reconciliation or whatever information they need. But it's not that there are different levels of information that are being sent. No, the information is all the same.
This is Christina.
I'm going to comment for a minute. I'm not totally clear, Adriana, because I know that at WPFW we have not had an in-house accountant or even really a bookkeeper. All that has been done by the national office. We're hoping that that might change soon, at least partly. But that would mean that I would expect that what we sent would be less processed than what maybe KPFA sent. But, again, I don't know. So
I have
wasting
time. Information.
Okay,
I can explain the difference, too.
I have a little information about A and the reconciliation and the auditor.
The auditor
said that the A stuff was much more advanced and so on. I mean, the auditor was still, she was doing the reconciliation to check the numbers and so on, but a lot more work was done that normally has to be done by the auditor, and so it moved along much faster for the auditor, and the auditor was very pleased. I know this personally.
Okay, that's good to know. Adriana, were you making another comment?
Well, yes, we have the same problem with the KPFT, KPFA, KPFT, and KPFK have their business manager that are managing all the accounting. In the case of WBAI, and I think that WPFW, that was sent, some of this process was being made at the national office. I can tell you what happened. Last year is kind of, blur. We don't have very clear how that was during 2017, but I know that most of the stations, when they send their information, should be reflecting and reconciliate, like should be. Okay, that is the obligation of the business manager when they send the information. And the auditors, the only thing that they do, they check. That's why it's an audit. You know, they take care, or they check that this what being input there is correct and have the correct
representation.
It's not that they do a special job. The business manager at the station does the right input is nothing else to talk. And if you sense something that the auditors have any doubt, they can ask a specific question. But, I mean,
right.
The level of information should be the same. Like you said, in WPSW, that was a different situation, and I believe that WBAI too, but the rest of the station are sending the same level of information should come from every station.
Okay, I understand. They would have, that would be all the schedules completed and the, the trial balance, et cetera, but I have no idea what each station sent. I did not even see the list, the requests from the national office, so I should not even try to speak to this. But I guess we don't really need to spend much more time on this. We just need to make sure that everybody is communicating and keeping people up to date, each office with the CFO. Is anybody else on the staff for this?
I just have a question, Madam Chair.
Okay.
Yes, my question is, maybe, I don't know if you received it before from the CFO, but normally, even before, even if they don't have the complete information, normally the auditors start working in whatever information they have. I mean, if some of the stations are a little behind, the auditors can start working with all the information that they received before. And I don't know if you ask already, or maybe we should ask the CFO, if the auditors already start working in some of these or not.
I know that they are indeed working. I'm sorry?
Okay. Yeah, to have an idea, I mean, how far, you know, are them in this.
I know that the auditors are indeed working on things. Last we heard from them, they said they were about, I don't remember offhand, some percentage through their work. We can get more information if we want to. I can ask the auditors directly, and or Sam. Would you guys like me to do that? Find out where we stand? In a general way, without creating lots of work for Sam, for him to reply to something brief.
This is Steve Zeltzer, yes.
Steve, go ahead. That's a yes from you?
Yes.
Sounds great.
I'm asking for a progress report. Okay, I will do that, unless there are any objections. Okay, good. I think we're all curious. We all want to know. All right. So let's see. Blah, blah, blah. Let's see. All right. I think we've kind of covered everything that's on my little summary list. You know, I did just today, which is a little late to expect an answer. You know, I'd meant to do it sooner to ask the National Office about operating budgets and even a report for 2017. You guys have answered that pretty clearly. I was also going to ask him if he had any finance administrative manuals or internal controls, policies, and procedures manuals. Last meeting we talked about this, and I think, was it William Heerwagon or James Sagerton? I think it was somebody at WBAI. That told us that they think the last update was done in either 2007 or 2009. I'd like to see it, just because I've worked on those things. It would be interesting. And to see, I would follow up later to see if each office has a copy and is following the procedures, and if anybody's thinking about reviewing it if needed. But we, again, in the triage context, it can wait a little bit. But since manuals like that do have a lot to do with audits, it would be good to get an idea of what's going on with those. Any comments or questions on that, or any additional information from anybody?
Adriana?
Go ahead.
Sorry, but Adriana.
I just can't say Adriana.
I don't know what you did before. I'm sorry. But I don't know if the committee went already through the letter to management. I know that we cannot discuss that in open session, but I think that it's very important that we understand what that means from the auditors, and we have some recommendations, and I think that we should ask the CFO how many of those recommendations from the auditors were implemented already, because I remember asking that in 2016, and I was told that, I mean, there were not that much time to implement the recommendations, but I think that it's very, very important
that we are sure that we implement the controls that we should have, because deficiencies in control is a serious problem. And I don't know if the committee went already to the letters of, to management from the last year audit.
Yeah, I don't believe we have discussed the 2015 management letter, nor the 2014. And it's an oversight on our part. We should definitely look at that and at those and absolutely follow up with the CFO on that.
Can we look at the next?
I'm sorry, one at a time. Who's on the stack there?
It's Carol. Can I speak?
Okay.
I can wait.
Yes.
I wonder if we can look at that as a group and then figure out where that goes, since it's a couple of years old already and we're in another moment, to see which of those questions we want to check on or if we want to look at all of them or what. But I understand what's being said, and I'm not sure. I had looked at them before, but not recently, that some of this stuff is really not within the control of the CFO, but their general kind of policy, stability questions that we're all responsible for. But I'd like to look at them before and kind of pick out which ones we want to talk about.
What about, I think I have a copy of both of them, the 2014 and 2015 management letters, and if not, I will get them. What if I send them to the members of this group, and we can each read over them and then discuss in a closed session?
Perfect.
Okay, let me make a note that I have this to do. Okay. Is someone on the stack at all? If not, okay. Let me see. Who's our next? All right. I'm back looking at the agenda now.
Was there a place where we were going to urge the PNB to make sure there was funds for the audits?
Yeah, that's what I was just looking at on the agenda. And for numbers 5 and 6, I would like to review under number 8, the review of action items. What will we do for both of those things? So I'm not sure.
How many minutes should I have for this issue?
Well, let's see. We've only been on for 1 hour, so we're already... Well, I think we're kind of ahead of time. We could go to number 7, other business, to see if there is any. And if not, then we can review action items and give that probably 10 minutes instead of 5. Or whatever we need, because, we're going through quickly. Is that all right with everybody?
Yes.
All right. Other business. Does anyone have any? Okay, we don't have any. let's move on to the review.
Madam Chair.
I'm sorry, go ahead, Adriana.
Adriana, I have another question.
Uh-huh.
You said before, you mentioned before that you have some documents that about the pension plans.
Yes.
I request from you if you can send it to the whole committee.
Okay.
Obviously, we know that they are confidential, but with the title of confidential, I would like to have all the documents that we should.
Yes. There are a combination of documents that were written up where things are described somewhat in a somewhat detailed manner, and then there are a number of emails that sort of go along with this. So I'll put them together and send them out.
Thank you very much.